Your reaction to winning the County Antrim Shield here in Ballymena tonight, David?
Obviously delighted. People talk about it, about us not winning things here, especially last year we lost in two cup finals. But you know, we as a staff and as a manager and players were determined to make that happen tonight, and we did. I thought we were the better team for large parts of the game, and we were deserving winners.
It was actually a great game, wasn't it?
It was a good game on a really tough pitch to play on. A little bit bobbly and whatever else, but so I thought we were a better team today, and say other people might say decisions change games or whatever else, but I think in the cold light of day, if you look at it, and probably the referee had made two or three other right decisions, two or three of the other the Crusaders players should have walked for decisions, but it didn't happen. As I say, we've been on the end of so many since I've been here, and probably a lot longer and before that. Unusual decisions. As I say, we even without that tonight, we were the better team and we had the better players on the night.
And we got off to the best possible start. Two goals in 12 minutes, I think it was.
Yeah. Again, you ask the players to start the game in the right way, and they did that tonight. And again, sometimes there's a worry when we've lost a couple of cup finals, and questions were being asked about what team we were. People. Talk about, don't know, I'm just hearing other people shouting. But,
two goals,
set plays. We work on set plays. You got big lads going into the box, and you expect them. It's not only that you hope that they score, you actually expect, because if the delivery's right, they're more than capable. And so you hear all sorts of people say that, you know, Crusaders, this isn't their most important, whatever else, and they weren't up for it tonight. By God, they were up for it. Because they gave a lot, they put a lot into the game, and credit to them for that. They were certainly up for it. Are they disappointed that they lost? I'm sure you're always disappointed when you lose cup finals, but the thing about them, you know, they'll bounce back. They've big games coming up in the league. We've got big games in the league coming up before we play them in the Irish Cup, which I'm sure will go down to save you, and I'm sure it'll be another tasty affair.
The win on New Year's Eve, tonight's win, gives us confidence for the Irish Cup game at Seaview on March the 4th, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're capable. As our Crusaders are capable. But, you know, we proved, especially this year, that we're more than a match for Crusaders. So, say they're champions and they're top of the league, and they're clear by 7 points. But, say we'll keep fighting, we'll still dig in, and we'll see what happens over the next couple of months.
Cameron Stewart's a big threat up front, isn't he? Yeah, with the height.
Big lad, works hard, 19. Cost is next to nothing to pinch him off Crusaders, which I'm delighted about. So he's coming in, he's 19, he's young, he's raw, he's fresh, and he wants to work. And as I say, hopefully he's only going to get better.
Your first trophy, special for you?
Special for the players, Annie. For me, you know, I'm privileged and honoured to be manager of this great club. And the players have taken a little bit of a battering, probably for a little while here. So hopefully it's the first of many. It can't just be we turn up tonight and then that's it. We're still in the Irish Cup, we're still in the league, and it's important that we knuckle down and get our heads on it. But the players have proved that now they're a match for them. They've got a bit of line and a trophy. So we'll see where that takes us.
Special night for the big crowd of Linfield supporters here tonight.
Yeah, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Nice to say. You say about a special night for me and whatever else. Special night for the players. It's a special night for the supporters who have backed me through thick and thin. They've backed the club through thick and thin. Turn up in large numbers. Turn up in large numbers, and say support us week in, week out. So say without them, you know, without any support of any club, you know, clubs are worthless. So we've got the biggest support in the. In the country, they're passionate. They demand success and they demand hard work. And say we give them that tonight.
And it's a win that is a platform that gives you the hunger to go on and win more stuff this year, doesn't it?
I hope so. We're still, as I say, we're still in there. For, you know, we chase Crusaders all the way. Say we'll see where that takes us come the end of the season. We'll see how the Irish Cup goes. I say, but you know, hopefully that'll give them a wee bit of taste of success and we'll see what happens come the end of the season.
Great celebrations tonight, but back down to earth for Carrick Rangers on Saturday.
100%, and I'm sure hopefully on the back of that we'll have another big huge support like we did it last time with when we played at Carrick. I say for me personally, as I said about being manager of this club, I'd like to thank the board. Our board take a lot of flack, they take a lot of stick from a lot of people, a lot of sometimes our own supporters, all our supporters outside of here, all our people outside of this club. But for me personally, I'd like to thank every single one of them for, first of all, giving me the opportunity, for backing me 100% in the time that I've been here, and hopefully long may that continue because I love being here.
Congratulations tonight, great result, great performance, and enjoy the night, and
cheers,
let's
Andy.
Have more of the same.
I certainly hope
in
so.
In the coming weeks and months.
Thank you, Andy. All right. Cheers.